So our Father, we pray that like those shepherds, we might hear the good news of the birth of Christ, that it might be good news of great joy to us, that we might respond to it enthusiastically. And we pray that like Mary, you would cause us to ponder these things and treasure them in our hearts. For Christ's name's sake. Amen. Please be seated. Now, I don't know if you agree with me that some lavish Christmas TV adverts seem to have become much more of a thing in recent years. Last year's John Lewis Christmas advert, I think it was the Monster Under the Bed one, it seems to have had more than 10.5 million views on YouTube. It's astonishing, isn't it, that people seem to deliberately seek out watching the advert. And in fact, if you want to, you can even watch videos about the making of the advert. Life is too short, I think, but anyway. The Independent has helpfully produced a list of the 12 most emotionally stirring Christmas adverts. Number one is The Long Wait. It was the John Lewis advert from 2011. In it, a little boy is waiting anxiously for Christmas, but the great reveal is that on Christmas Day he's completely uninterested in his own presents. The thing that he's been waiting for eagerly is to give his parents the present that he's got for them. It's terribly sweet, but if our household is anything to go by, entirely unrealistic. Number two, most emotionally stirring Christmas advert of all time, is the Sainsbury's advert about the 1914 Christmas truce between British and German troops when the strains of Silent Night were heard across no man's land. This is entirely by the way, but apparently it's 200 years today since the composition of A Silent Night. I don't know if you know this story, but apparently the German pastor somehow discovered that mice had rendered the organ inoperable, and so he wrote Silent Night as something that could be played on the guitar. So I don't know if that suits your tastes in church music. Anyway, that's entirely by the way, and I'll spare you the other most emotionally stirring Christmas adverts. You can Google them if you wish. Anyway, this year, the M&S Christmas advert asks what seems to me to be an excellent question, and it is this. What makes Christmas, Christmas? What makes Christmas, Christmas? I wonder how you would answer that. What's the essence of it in your home and family? Now, M&S seem to think that the answer to what makes Christmas, Christmas is festive family Christmas pyjamas. But could there possibly be more to Christmas than that? Now, I want to suggest to you that the clue might be in the title. What makes Christmas, Christmas? Surely the answer is Christ. That word Christ, it isn't a surname, is actually a title or a job description. It's the same as the word Messiah, and it means anointed one, chosen one. In the Old Testament, they anointed three sorts of people, prophets, priests, and kings. And Jesus is our prophet, priest, and king. Our prophet, the one who speaks God's word to us, God's ultimate messenger who perfectly reveals him. He's our priest. He's the one who puts us in touch with God. He's the go-between between human beings and God. He's the one who puts us right with God. Prophet, priest, and king. That's really the essence of the idea of the Messiah, that Jesus is the king, the ruler. During the British coronation service, the high point of the service is still the anointing of the monarch with oil. Jesus, the anointed king. The angels announce that Jesus is the Christ, this anointed one, the long-promised king sent and chosen by God. We might say that it was the prophets and the angels who give us the original Christmas adverts. For centuries, God has promised through the prophets that the Messiah would come. Details of his birth had been advertised long in advance. That he would be born of a virgin. That he would be associated with Galilee, where Mary and Joseph lived. That he would be born in Bethlehem, the town of his ancestor, great King David. And that the Christ, like David, would defeat all God's enemies and save and defend his people. The Messiah would be great King David's greater son. He would reign on David's throne forever, as Isaiah had said. He would bring in God's kingdom of justice and peace, eventually in all its fullness, and put the world to rights. It's remarkable how Jesus fulfills those prophecies and many others about his life. They powerfully confirm his identity as the Christ, the Messiah. Here is the one they've been waiting for. At last, this long wait is over. The angels announce that the Christ has been born. The Saviour who will rescue his people from their sins and from the judgment of God has come. Jesus will bring peace between people and God, peace within. His mission is to bring about the ultimate armistice, not just a temporary pause in hostilities, but permanent and everlasting peace. Well, we all know that the reality is not always exactly like the adverts. Now, that food that looks so delicious on the telly is not quite so appetizing when you remove it from the packet at home. That enormous present is almost invisible when you've removed the excessive packaging. Jesus' birth is certainly unexpected. This wonderful counselor, this mighty God, this everlasting father, this prince of peace, is a tiny, helpless baby. And he's not in some splendid palace, but in a borrowed manger, adored by smelly shepherds. But those shepherds find everything to be just as they have been told by the angels. In this case, the reality and the advert match, we might say. The words of the prophets and of the angels can be trusted. Although Jesus' birth is surprising, it really is good news of great joy for all people. Christ does not disappoint. And the shepherds are eager to share their review. They spread the word concerning the child, and they returned, glorifying and praising God. This year's Sainsbury's Christmas advert, it says, "We give all we've got for the ones we love." And that is what the Bible says that God did for the world at Christmas. He gave all he had for the ones he loved. God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. May Christ make your Christmas, Christmas. A very Merry Christmas to you. Amen.